This is Southampton's Voice FM.
On Southampton's Voice FM, that was the Mallies with the song called Stasis. Currently number one in the South Coast music charts. Good afternoon, I'm Phil Watson. Welcome to your Thursday lunchbox quiz. Hope you've had a great week so far and having a nice pleasant day today. We are going to ask you some general knowledge questions. Listen to some music and then give you the answers. So let's begin with our first pack of questions, which will be on air travel. What time is the first flight into London Heathrow Airport? Question two, how many flights are there into London Heathrow each day? Question three, which football stadium does Emirates Airlines sponsor? Question four, when was the last flight of Concorde? Question five, what was the international designation for Southampton Airport? Those are your first five questions. We'll have the answer after this piece of music, which is Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Thank you. So that was Bon Jovi with Living on a Prayer. Before that, we had five questions about air travel. Here are the answers. Question one, what time is the first flight into London Heathrow Airport? The answer to that is 4:30 a.m. 1 point to you on those who got that. Question two. How many flights are there into London Heathrow each day? On average, there are 650 flights each day. 1 point to you, to those who got that one. Question three. Which football stadium does Emirates Airlines sponsor? The answer to that one is Arsenal Football Club, which is in London. 1 point to you, to those who got that one. Question four. When was the last flight of Concorde? It was the 26th of November in 2003 when it returned to Bristol for the last time. 1 point to you on those who got that one. And question five. What is the international designation for Southampton Airport? The answer to that one is SOU. And 1 point to you on those who got that one. So that was our first pack of questions. In a moment, we'll have another pack about football referees. Thank you.
Southampton's Voice FM.
Do you want to make Southampton cleaner and greener? Well, you are not alone. Join me, Zan Phillips, every Thursday at 2 for your Green Voice. Environmental news and green thinking guests. Add power to your Green Voice every Thursday at 2.
Your Green Voice is sponsored by Wilmot Southampton, selling affordable electric cars and vans.
So I got a home office in the garden, and in the spring and the autumn it's perfect. But in the middle of winter and summer, it's not fun. The heater costs a fortune when it's cold outside, and in the summer, opening the windows just isn't enough. Which is why I got Just Coolers to install a small air conditioning unit. It keeps me cool in the summer and warm in the winter. It's the most cost-effective way of doing it. And with a 5-year guarantee and prices from £799, what's not to like? For your free quote, just visit just-coolers.com and keep your home office just right.
If you're looking to kickstart your weekend with the finest underground house music, then check out the Time Tunnel and Pure Class show this Friday evening from 7 on Voice FM. The show is sponsored by A-List Travel. For the airport or corporate events, A-List Travel provides a reliable and luxurious service. For more, visit A-List Travel on Facebook.
Voice FM.
Yeah.
This song that was just played is called Higher with London Grammar and Camel Fat. Good afternoon. My name is Phil Watson, and you're listening to the Lunchbox Quiz on Southampton's Voice FM. With the Premier League season started tomorrow, kicking off with Burnley against Manchester City live from Turf Moor at 8 o'clock. Our second pack of five questions is about football referees. The first question: what whistle do Premier League referees use? Question 2: who refereed the first Premier League match? Question 3: how many laws are there in the game of football? Question 4: how old is the oldest referee in the United Kingdom? Question 5: apart from black, what colour tops do referees wear? That was Vertigo by U2. This is the Lunchbox Quiz. My name is Phil Watson, and here are the answers to our second pack of questions all about football referees. First question: what whistle do Premier League referees use? The answer to that is the whistle they use is the Fox 40. 1 point to you on those who got that. who refereed the first Premier League match? The answer to that one is Alan Gunn refereed Arsenal against Norwich on the 15th of August in 1992. The result was Arsenal 2, Norwich City 4, and Norwich came from 2-0 down to win 4-2 in the last 20 minutes. Question 3. How many laws are there in the game of football? There are 17 laws in the game, basically. 1 point to you on those who got that one right. Question 4. How old is the oldest referee in the United Kingdom? It's Frank Foster from Sheffield, who is still refereeing football matches at the age of 89 years old and currently been reffing since 1934, I believe. And the final question. Apart from black, what colour tops do referees wear? It is blue, yellow, green or orange. And 1 point to you on those who got that one right. Our final pack of questions will come up after this song, which will be the C Romy. Thank you. And of course, Status Quo rocking all over the world. So this is Rocking All Over the World by Status Quo. So now we've gone to the third part of the Lunchbox quiz. Good afternoon, my name is Phil Watson, and you're listening to the Lunchbox quiz on Southampton's Voice FM. Our final pack of questions is about geography this time. First of all, how many islands make up the Canary Islands? Question two, how many countries are there in the world? Question three, how many countries have the Union Jack in their flag? Question four, what is the second highest mountain on planet Earth? The final question, who is the Australian city of Sydney named after?
For every culture and every community, for all of Southampton, this is Voice FM.
Sweet Pea Florists, Bridge Road, Woolston.
Sweet Pea Florists, for all occasions and celebrations. Sweet Pea Florists.
Call Southampton 02380 433154, or visit them at sweetpeaflorists.co.uk. Flowers for all occasions.
Sweet Pea Florists.
Visit the girls in the flower shop on the corner of Bridge Road and Defender Road, Woolston.
So I got a home office in the garden, and in the spring and the autumn it's perfect. But in the middle of winter and summer, it's not fun. The heater costs a fortune when it's cold outside, and in the summer, opening the windows just isn't enough. Which is why I got Just Coolers to install a small air conditioning unit. It keeps me cool in the summer and warm in the winter. It's the most cost-effective way of doing it. And with a 5-year guarantee and prices from £799, what's not to like? For your free quote, just visit just-coolers.com and keep your home office just right.
Let's hear more from Ian at Station Motors.
The colour of our logo is black and white, because I like to think everything at Station Motors is black and white. We're always truthful and there is no grey areas. We always give an exact price before we start the job. Any problems, we will ring them straight away and let them know. We always keep the old bits as well, and I like to compare that with the new parts. So if there's a brake pad, I'll have a new one there so they can see how bad theirs was.
Station Motors Woolston by the Itchen Bridge.
Monday to Friday at 12 p.m, the Saints Foundation Health Team invite you to join in their home exercise session. It's suitable for everyone, no matter your age or ability. So limber up and join in the fun. Monday to Friday at 12 p.m. on Voice.
Saints Foundation Health Team.
For every culture
and every community.
For all of Southampton.
Voice FM.
Cause every romance shakes and it.
This was Dua Lipa with Dance the Night. And good afternoon, I'm Phil. And it is time now for the answers to our third pack of questions in the Lunchbox quiz. The first question, how many islands make up the Canary Islands? The answer to that is 7, which are Tenerife, Gran Canaria, Lanzarote, Fuerteventura, La Palma, La Gomera, and El Helio. Question 2, how many countries are there in the world? The answer to that is 195. 1 point to you on those who've got that one, and to the previous question of the Canary Islands. Question 3, how many countries have the Union Jack in their flag? The answer to that one is 23. 1 point to you on those who got that one. Question 4, what is the second highest mountain on planet Earth? It is K2 in Pakistan. 1 point to you on those who got that one. The final question is, who is the Australian city of Sydney named after? It is the city of Sydney is named after Thomas Townsend, who was elevated to a peerage with the title of Baron Sydney in 1783. As Home Secretary in the British Parliament, he is responsible for a plan to settle convicts at Botany Bay in Australia. And now it is time for Dire Straits, Money for Nothing, and it is Dire Straits, Money for Nothing, and you're listening to Voice FM. Thank you all very much.
Chicks free. We got to install microwave oven. Listen here. Now, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
This was Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. I hope you're all well and having a lovely day listening to Voice FM of Southampton. And I hope you're continuing to enjoy it. And our next song that we're about to play is Heaven by DJ Sammy. Thank you very much.
Baby.
This was Heaven by DJ Sammy, and hope you enjoyed that one, and I appreciate your company in the voice of Phil Watson. And the next song that we're about to hear in a minute is Can You Feel the Love Tonight by Elton John. And once again, I thank you all so much for your company, and hope you continue to enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you very much.
I can see what's happening.
What?
And they don't have a clue.
Who?
They'll fall in love, and here's the bottom line. Our trio's down to two.
Oh.
The sweet caress of twilight. There's magic everywhere. And with all this romantic atmosphere, disaster's in the air.
To tell her, but how to make her see the truth about my past? Impossible. She'd turn away from me.
He's holding back, he's hiding, but what I can't decide. Why won't he be the king I know he is, the king I see inside?
Tonight, it can be assumed his carefree days with us are history. In short, our pal is doomed.
Southampton's Voice.
Voice FM.
Sweet Pea Florists, Bridge Road, Woolston.
Sweet Pea Florists, for all occasions and celebrations. Sweet Pea Florists.
Call Southampton 02380 433154, or visit them at sweetpeaflorists.co.uk. Flowers for all occasions.
Sweet Pea Florists.
Visit the girls in the flower shop on the corner of Bridge Road and Defender Road, Woolston.
Get into Southampton's independent shops.
On St James's Road, Shirley, there's an interesting parade of independent shops and businesses. There's a community baker, beautician, chippy, Indian street food, craft beer emporium, laundrette and a hairdresser's. As some would say, there's plenty of this and that down St James's Road.